Another Child Dies in Custody of U.S. Agents by Miriam Jordan. An 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died in United States custody early Christmas Day, the second death of a child in detention at the southwest border in less than 3 weeks, raising questions about the ability of federal agents running the crowded migrant border facilities to care for those who fall ill. The number of migrant families and unaccompanied minors journeying over land to the United States has swelled in the last year. Migrants are usually transferred to facilities designed to hold adults after being arrested by federal authorities while attempting to enter the country illegally or after being processed at a port of entry. The boy, who has not been named, died just after midnight on Tuesday at a hospital in Alamogordo, New Mexico, where he and his father had been taken after a Border Patrol agent saw what appeared to be signs of sickness, according to United States Customs and Border Protection. His death follows that of a 7-year-old girl from the same country while also in the custody of the Border Patrol. Much about the circumstances of the boy's death remains unknown. It is not clear whether his condition was attributable to the care he received in the facilities, the result of an arduous journey, or some combination of the two. The border facilities have absorbed more children than was ever intended when they were built, presenting challenges for those tasked with caring for migrant families. At first, the boy was thought to have a cold, but staff at the hospital, the Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center, later found that he also had a fever, according to the agency. He was held at the hospital for an additional 90 minutes for observation and then released on Monday afternoon with prescriptions for amoxicillin, a commonly prescribed antibiotic, and ibuprofen, which is often used for relieving pain and reducing fever. On Monday night, however, the boy grew nauseated and vomited, prompting border authorities to take him back to the hospital where he died. The cause of death is not known, but an internal review will be conducted, according to the agency, which said it had notified the government of Guatemala. Officials at the Department of Homeland Security did not immediately respond to requests for additional information related to the boy's death.